This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. David Byrne chose her to collaborate with him on an album. Lazarus, what I want to do deep was the state. The Smithsonian gave her an American Ingenuity Award for, quote, having a revolutionary effect on how we perceive the world and how we live. Her last record, Strange Mercy, appeared on pretty much every best of list. If there's such a thing as American indie rock royalty, Annie Clark, who performs as St. Vincent, is definitely a member. Those of us who are besotted love her music's contradictions. It sounds like pop, but also tends toward the strange and dark. Forgive the kids, for they don't know how to live. Run the alleys casually. Fourth album, St. Vincent, is out this month, and she is here with me now, Annie Clark. Welcome to Studio 360.
Hello. Thank you.
So, since you became a solo performer 6 or 7 years ago, you have performed as St. Vincent, and now your fourth record is called St. Vincent. I've always been curious about bands that do that. I think of Velvet Underground's third record called The Velvet Underground. Is this the most St. Vincent-ish record?
You know, I was reading Miles Davis's autobiography, and in it he talks about how the hardest thing for any musician to do is to sound like yourself. And I thought, you know what, I sound like myself on this record, so I just self-titled it.
So the fact that on first hearing I loved this the most of any of your records, does that seem correct?
That seems correct.
Am I correct in having that reaction?
Yes, you, as a matter of fact, yes. No, I think I like it the most.
And other than it becoming yourself, what does that mean and why do you like it the best? Just because you figured out how to do it after a few?
Well, I don't know. I think that it's I've always tried to live at that intersection between accessible pop music, if you will, and lunatic fringe music. And I think that this one is – I got the proper balance right on this one.
Yeah. So when you make up a stage name, is that mostly a marketing decision, or I want to keep the public me different than the personal me, or what?
You know, I think originally, because it's been years now since I made that decision. I was a wee lass. I mean, at the time, I just thought it seemed like a container in which I could put all my art,
right?
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't so much about creating a persona or hiding. It was just, okay, well, Annie Clark sounds, to be frank, very, very boring.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call myself something else.
Or like a country singer.
Yeah, exactly. Christian contemporary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's my next career.
Go for it. Yeah. Let's listen to the first single off this new album, St. Vincent. It's called Birth in Reverse. That is St. Vincent singing Birth in Reverse, which gets to what you just said of being poppy and accessible and slightly lunatic.
Thank you.
It also sounds like it was the defiant, frustrated response to something. Is that how that came to be?
Well, you know, I made Strange Mercy, which is my last solo record, which was a record that was, to be quite frank, about a lot of pain, external, internal. And so during the tour for Strange Mercy, which is a slightly more subdued record.
Yeah.
I started stage diving and just to kind of elevate the show to, I just wanted to really feel something. And I didn't care if that meant pain, but I wanted to really feel
it. How punk.
So punk. And then I went straight from that tour into a tour with David Byrne, which was so fun and very choreographed. And then I went straight from that into writing this record. And so I think I brought the viscera of the Strange Mercy live show, but then the danceability of the Byrne show into the songs that I was writing. It just happened very naturally.
A perfect pop music dialectic. And it also, one of the reasons I like it so much is it kind of rocks harder by a notch or two than your previous albums, like on Psychopath and on this song, which I want to play a little bit of, called Bring Me Your Loves.
Bring me your loves, all your loves, your loves, I want to love them too, you know. Bring me your loves, all your loves, I want to love them too, you know. Bring me your loves, all your loves, your loves, I want to love them too, you know. Bring me your loves, all your loves, your loves, I want to love them too, you know. Thought you were like a dog. I thought you were like a dog.
Yeah, Bring Me Your Loves. I was listening to Turkish psych music from the 70s and Pantera.
You are the hipster-ish hipster I've ever spoken to.
I am not being a hipster. I grew up in Dallas, Texas.
I know.
And what was hip as a suburban kid was Pantera, Metallica, Megadeth, Maiden. Love that stuff.
But in general, it does seem like the feeling of this is cheerful, unselfconscious rock and roll-y for all of its normal, beloved St. Vincent weirdness.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I certainly enjoy it.
Good. You, as you mentioned, are coming off this major collaboration with David Byrne. You made a couple of records with him. I've loved his music from the beginning. I've loved your music from the beginning. But I never would have thought, oh, those two should go do music together. Your previous music seemed more kind of romantic and mid-century cabaret-ish and all that. Then as soon as you did it, I thought, oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense. They're both poppy and lunatic, right?
Well, I just have to say that I loved getting to work with David. I would say it was a dream come true, except I probably would never even have dreamed mm-hmm. that I would get to make a record with David Byrne. I think the collaboration worked well because he can bring out that kind of elation, that ecstatic, crazed elation. And then I tend toward the more melancholic. And I think we met somewhere in the uh-huh. middle, and I think it worked well.
Let's listen to something from that you did together. What should we listen to?
I always liked I Should Watch TV. That's bananas.
Which also sounds like it could be a St. Vincent song title. It also sounds like a Talking Heads song title.
Absolutely.
But let's listen to it.
I used to think that I should watch TV. I used to think that it was good for me.
That is St. Vincent with David Byrne from their album Love This Giant. Did you write together or was it just batting things back and forth and editing each other?
Well, that song in particular, I remember I had that, you know, that thing, and it was this really mm-hmm. kind of ornate guitar thing that I sent David, and he wrote the melody over it and came up with the words and added another section. And I remember there was a section that he couldn't quite transcribe exactly, so he just went on the keyboard, just kind of wiggled his fingers, and that's what you hear.
That became the thing.
The high trumpet part is kind of him interpreting my part in a really silly way.
One of those serendipitous accidents.
Absolutely.
That becomes part of art. You're from Dallas. You got your start sort of in Polyphonic Spree, this huge one-of-a-kind psychedelic-ish band based there. Absent that experience, would you have been on a different path musically, or are you and that was just a thing you did?
I would always be making records, I think. I would always be making my own music. That was certainly a pivotal experience and a really, really fun one, and one I look back on with a lot of fondness, because I was a kid and
yeah.
I was suddenly,
it's like the Musketeers.
Yeah, I was suddenly in a rock band, and there was Jägermeister and not showering, and it was just the really which sounds disgusting to
both
me
of
now.
Them.
Yeah, but at the time, it was just like, oh my God, I'm on the road.
Right.
I'm opening for Brian Wilson. I'm, you know, so fun.
Learning the theremin.
Yeah, well, I'm no Clara Rockmore, but I do what I can.
But did it change you musically, other than just being this, like, coming-of-age thing?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think that I played guitar in the Polyphonic Spree, and Tim, the singer, would come up. And before I played guitar in the Polyphonic Spree, I was kind of more of like a finger-style, kind of a cleaner guitar player.
But a guitar player, listeners who don't know, is what you all began as and are.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been playing for 20 years. But Tim would come over and he'd go, "Hey, can you make that sparkly?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." And I'd, you know, run to Guitar Center and buy whatever pedal I thought might make a sparkly sound and come back. And so that's when I started really experimenting with guitar effects and started cultivating my sound.
You write a lot of songs from the perspectives of characters. I want to play a little bit of a song from this new album called Severed Crossed Fingers. Now, is that a character, or is that you venting? And in your songs, generally, are there clear distinctions between those two?
Oh, that one's all me.
Yeah. Well, when there's a person, and then there's a stage name, and then there are sometimes characters one doesn't know necessarily.
You know, I think I've made a little bit too much of the idea that I'm singing this song from different characters.
Right, right.
I mean, in some ways, I think about those things in terms of like a vocal approach,
right,
like, and different archetypes kind of emerge in different records.
Right.
Like the last record I did, Strange Mercy, was the archetype of like a repressed housewife on barbiturates and white wine. And, you know, this one is a different archetype, near future cult leader. And, but it's all incredibly personal. I mean, it's all very much me.
Yeah. That's well put. And it's in fact, maybe the best put of the blurry line between art and the artist that I've heard. Near future cult leader?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of references to cults, like the Heaven's Gate situation, the Hale Bopp Comet. I'm a fan of cults.
A student of cults.
I'm a student of cults.
Yeah. Well, and you're from Dallas.
Yeah.
Nothing against Dallas. we could go on all day and all night, but we are out of time. You mentioned Pantera earlier. If there's one Pantera song that you can name, we can, for the first time on public radio, play a Pantera song.
Really?
As we go out. That can be our farewell contribution to the public radio canon.
Okay. Cowboys from Hell. Duh.
Excellent. Annie Clark, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Annie Clark's new album, As St. Vincent, is called St. Vincent, and it's out later this month.
Spread the word.